Divided We Vote. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by TheraWorks Relief, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. So many pixels have been spilled, observing that as the 2018 campaign wraps up, America is more divided than ever. So what exactly does that mean? Does it mean Americans are severing friendships over the wording of the 14th Amendment? Are you selling your house because there's a Trump sign in the neighbor's yard? Or does it simply mean that we hold different opinions on a bunch of issues such that you vote one way and I vote another, and we will never agree on who to vote for or which cable channel to watch, but we can still discuss these things over dinner without someone upending the table and storming out? Because if that's all it is, then I'm not too worried. Americans are always going to be divided politically as long as we have hotly contested elections where people vigorously disagree about who should be in charge. And I certainly hope we continue having hotly contested elections where people vigorously disagree about who should be in charge, because the only nation I can recall visiting where everyone I talked to seemed to be in complete agreement about who should be in charge was Cuba, where most of the books seemed to be written by either Fidel Castro or Che Guevara, and there was no internet access. I hear the government has now granted some internet access so that it can, quote, put the content of the revolution online, which sounds gripping. But hey, the people are united. Everybody's on the same page because they know what happens if they're not. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.